The Rosh says, "Kolaymer Yalav Taima Min Chaga Dhainu Rosh Chodesh Shenikra Chag Kedarmin Liel Korra Lai Moed." So the Inyan of Avela starts from Rosh Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh until Tishbav. It's also Uman the Yom Kol Chodesh. The one that says no, the whole 30 days, the whole Chodesh is also Kol Chodesh Kul also Mechadosha. The Pesach says Mechadosha Mashma the whole Chodesh, all 30 days of the week, the month is also Uman the Yom Kol Shabbos, only that week. Kulasa mishafta mashma the week. But I call part of this mandiyam is a riot to Shmuel. One mandiyam says kol haShabbos kulasa mashma that week that Tishvav comes out. No matter which day of the week Tishvav comes out, that whole week is aser. Even the days after Tishvav also. So that's a riot to Shmuel. It's this mandiyam that says before that kol haShabbos kulasa that goes like Shmuel. Yeah. That was the last day of Shimon Gamliel, that was. The last verse of Shimon Gamliel, I know, Einu Osir Melo Oysa Shabbos Bovad. His Oysa Shabbos means that whole week is Osir. So that's like Shmuel, that the week that Tishvav comes out, even the days afterwards, is also Osir. Omar Rava, Halacha Krem Shimon Gamliel. The Halacha is talking like that, that the whole week is Osir, Tresant, even the days after Tishvav of that week is also Osir. The Yom Rava Rava said, Halacha Krem Rabbi Meir, who Yosef Pasen like Rabbi Meir. Remeya said what? From Rosh Chodesh Ad HaTainis. So only the 9 days that's also. So Gemara says, V'tavayu l'kula. He meant to pass in both ways l'kula. So Rashi says, Loch Remeya means, the lefon of us, it's only us the days before. Or the achre of muta. That's what he meant to say. V'tavayu l'kula, both ways go l'kula. What does that mean? Utsrich, we need both psokim. That you're like Remeya. In other words, it's also the first 9 days from Rosh Chodesh until Tishbav. Havamina, I would have thought, Afilo Rosh Chodesh. Not only just the days of the week up till Tishbav. Like the Moshe, let's say Tishbav comes out on Wednesday. So according to this pshat, it's only Yasser until Wednesday. But Thursday and Friday for sure is Mutter. But if you only would have said like Remeya, I would have thought, it's also though all the first 9 days. Kamashmala no halacha kashimun gamliel. That only that week is Osir. The first few days are not Osir. It's only Osir that week that Tishvav comes out on. So Tishvav comes out on Wednesday, he only starts 3 days before. Now, V'yashmir aloch Reb Shimon Gamliel, hava min afil liyachrov, I would have thought, mamish like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that whole week is Osir. True, the 3 days before, but maybe he was in the 3 days afterwards is also Osir. Kamash malon, halachik Reb Meir, that the loch is lakula. That it's only Yasa those few days from the beginning of the week until Tisha B'Av. That's what's Yasa Mitzar Adin. Our minig is we're noig from Rosh Chodesh Av, the whole 9 days we're noig not to take haircut and not to wash. But Mikir Adin, the Gemara though, it's only Yasa that week. The Shavuot Shechar B'Tisha B'Av, that's what's Yasa. Yeah. Alright. Let's go a little bit by then. Easy for tomorrow. The Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah says, Lo Yoichal Odom Beis Tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, Poshinus means on the Suda Samafsekis. The last Suda you have before the Tainis, you're not allowed to have two Tavshilim. You can't eat two dishes then. You have to only eat like one dish. Om Rav Yehuda, Lo Yishonu Ele Mishay Shrei Salamala. The Yisra is only after Chatzai Sayyim. After Chatzai Sayyim, that's when you can't have two dishes. Abu Mishay Shrei Salamata, the first 6 hours of the day, mutter. You're allowed to have as much of a suda as you want. Like we're not talking about eating meat or wine. We're talking about having a big suda on Erev Tisha B'Av. So it's only after Chatzos that you can, but before Chatzos you can have. The Yom Rav Yehuda, Lo Yishonu Ele B'Suda Hamafsik Bo. Another Zach, this is Alochem. That even after Chatzos, it's only also the suda you're going to have right before the Tainus. But like we do, if you have a big supper, and then later, you have a small suda, that's good. It's only by the last suda, the suda some of second born, that you should not have more than one tavshil. Ava besuda shein amafsik bo, but the supper that you need before the suda some of second, mutter. Then you can eat as much as you want. And matavai and lakula, both going lakula. Utsrich and attack again need both psokim. The yashmin and besuda amafsik bo, we just hear the chiddush, that the last meal you have. You can't have two dishes. I would have thought even if somebody is a strong guy for some reason he doesn't like to eat, he's not going to eat that much, say, at Erev Tisha B'Av. And even today on Erev Tisha B'Av, he's only going to eat a little suda some afsekas in the morning.
So I would have thought when you have your last sud in the morning, you can't have two tafshilim. Kamashmala, no. That is to not have two dishes only starts after chatzos. But even if it's your last meal, but as long as it's before chatzos, you can have two dishes. Now, Yashmin, if Roni would have said, Mishay Shreis Lomalo, that the Issa starts from after Chatzos, after 12 o'clock, Habamina Filo Besuda Sheina Mafsik Bo. I would have thought any Suda you have after Chatzos, after noon, you can't have more than two dishes. Kamash will know that it's only Yasa Besuda Samafsik Bo. Only the last Suda before the Tainish, you can't have two dishes. But a Suda before that, you can have as much as you want. So Moses says, Tani Kalishna Kama, Tani Kalishna Basra. Learned the Raya to both Pshotim. Tani Kalishna Basra. That has soyed Erev Tishimov. Somebody has a meal on Erev Tishimov. It must have listed Suda Cheris. If you plan to have another meal yet before the Tainis, this is not going to be the last meal. Mutar Lechol Bos of Lishas Yain. It's Mikra Adin, you're even allowed to eat meat, or else drink wine. You don't have the Yisr, only the last meal. V'yim La Vosar. Lechol Bos of Lishas Yain. But if this is going to be the last meal, this is the Suda Samav Sekis, you're not allowed to have two Tashilin, only one. This is what it is. Now, so this is a raya that the issur is only upon the last meal before the tainis. And tani kalishna kama, that erev tishabov, lo yoicha lodem shnei tefshilim. That means lo yoicha bosal lishna yayin. You can't drink wine, and you can't eat wine, you can't drink wine. You can't eat meat, you can't drink wine. Now, shimming al yulayma, yishana, you're allowed to, just make a shino, don't eat it in a normal manner, don't drink as much.
All right, this goes on, this hamshach here. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start over again, last Gemara, again tomorrow night.
Yeah, man.
You're holding Daf Lamed. Start again from the two Daf again. But Daf Lamed of an Aleph. Erev Tisha B'av lo yoichal adam beis tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'av, by the Suda Samasekish, you're not supposed to have two dishes. Two tavshilim, like two type of foods, like fish and eggs. You can't have two separate foods. Om Rav Yudu lo shonu ala mishay shoyis lomala. That's only after chatzai sayayim. Abu Mishay Shoy Salamata, before Chatzai Sayyam, before 12 o'clock, Mutter, you can have a Sud, you can have two foods in your meal. The Yom Rav Yudav, Yud also said, Leshonimel Besuda Samafsik Bo. This is to not to have two plates, like two dishes, is only in the last Sud you have before Tishimov. That's called the Suda Hamafsik Bo, that you're stopping before the Tainis. Abu Besuda Sheina Masik Bo, but the Suda before that, like we do, before Mincha we have a big Suda, then we daven Mincha, then we have another small Suda, Mutter. So the first Suda, you're allowed to have a big Suda as much as you want, as long as the last Suda before Tisha B'Av, that's the Suda Samav Sekis, you don't have two foods then. Ve'tavaya L'kulis, Psak now is both ways to go L'kula. What does that mean? Otzrich, I need both as Psakim. The Yashmin and Besuda Hamasik B'Av, what only said that the last meal you have before Tisha B'Av, you should not have two foods. I would have thought that filu mishay shoyis lamata. Even 10 o'clock in the morning, if for some reason you're a strong guy and you don't want to eat anymore today, this is going to be your last meal before the tainus. I would have thought even 10 o'clock in the morning, you should not have two foods in the meal. Kamash Mullah, no, teaches us not like that. That mishay shoyis lamala, only from chatzais afterwards is it awesome. But before chatzais, even though it's your last meal, you can have as much as you want. If you only would have said this chiddush that the yisur only applies after chatzos, I would have thought that filo besuda sheinu mafsik bo. It means after 12 o'clock you can't have a meal anymore. On erev tisha b'av after chatzos, I would have thought no matter what you want to eat, you can't have more than one dish. Kamash malon, no, it's not that way. It teaches us that besuda hamafsik bo. It's only also to have two dishes the last meal before tisha b'av. But if you plan like we do, before Mincha you have a big supper, and then after Mincha you have another small Suda, that's Mutter. Moshe Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basar, bring your Raya to both Lashonis. Tanya Kalishna Basar, bring your proof to the second Lashon. It says like this, HaSoyed Erev Tisha B'Av. If somebody on Erev Tisha B'Av is sitting down to have a meal, to soy it to fill himself up, Imosid Losid Suda Cheris. If you plan to have another meal later, in other words, this is not the last meal, like we do, first we have supper, and then we have another suda later, Mutar Lechol Bosam. Meikar Adina de Gemara, you're allowed to even eat meat on that, before Suda Samav Sekis. Pelishtos Yayin, you can even drink wine also. Medina de Gemara, it's Mutar to drink wine and meat. It's only Yosa Machmas Haminig, we're knowing not to eat meat and not to drink wine all 9 days. Meikar Adina, Gemara, it's Mutar.
But if you don't plan to have another meal, this is the last meal before Tisha B'Av, then tak it's also less le'echol bosom, v'lishtos yayin. As Medina the Gemara, it's only also to drink wine and to eat meat at the Sudas HaMafsekis. So there's a riot to the first Lashon. There's a riot to the second Lashon. That's totally in the last meal. The last meal you have before Tisha B'Av, that's the Sudah, you're not allowed to eat meat, you can't drink wine, and you can't have two dishes. Tanya Kalishna Kama, bring your proof to the first Lashon, that is totally in Chatzos and after Chatzos. It says like this, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yoichal Adam Shnei Tavshilin. The first on Erev Tisha B'Av, his Sudah, should not have two dishes, two different type of foods. Lo Yoichal Bosa, don't eat meat. V'lo Yishto Yayin, you can't drink wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oime Yishana. He says, make a difference. We'll soon see what that means. Change around the manner of eating. Make a difference. Yishana. We'll soon see what that means. And Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Ketzed Mishana. Like, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean to say you should change, make a difference? How do you make the difference? It means like this. Him ha yirogu le'echol shnei tavshilim. If somebody used to eat for his lunch or supper two dishes, yoichal min echad. Only have one dish right now. If you're a friendly guy, you always like to have 10 friends around when you eat your supper. Now in Erev Tisha B'Av, have half as much, only have 5. Used to drink 10 glasses, whatever you're drinking. Now I want to drink 5. Those be mamayit, make a shino, make some difference from the way you used to do to the way you're doing now. Now, as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you don't have to be mamayit so much, only to have. I mean, any type of a shino you're supposed to do is also good. So Gemara says, now, b'medav, and this is derived to the first Lashon, b'medavar mamurim, when do we say this halacha that you can't eat more than two foods, or eat wine, or drink wine, or eat meat? That's only mishay shoyis lamala, only after chatzais of Erev Tisha B'Av. Ava mishay shoyis lamata, but from before chatzais, the first 6 hours of the day, mutter. So it's derived to the first Lashon. Now that is an issur on Erev Tisha B'Av by the Sudas HaMafsekis, not to have too much. It's totally in before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Once there's Lechumra, like once it comes Chatzos Sayyim in the afternoon already, you're not allowed to eat. You can't have two dishes at one time. What's the Tanya? We want another brice like this. Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yoichal Adam Shnei Tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two dishes. And also, lo yoicha bosu, you're not allowed to eat meat then, even though it's one dish. One dish of meat is also on Erev Tisha B'Av. V'lo yishtu yayin, who are then you can't drink wine on Erev Tisha B'Av. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chachamim Moirim, the Chachamim say, Yishana, make some type of a difference. What does that mean? Ome mayit bebosu v'yayin, and eat less meat and less wine. In other words, he holds you're still allowed to eat meat, just you have to be Yishana, change, eat a little bit different than you used to eat. Ketzad, what does it mean? Ketzad mamayit, what does it mean? Do now a little bit less than you usually do. Him or yirogu lecho litra basa. A guy mamish used to eat a ganze chunk, a whole big chunk of meat. A litra is a pound of meat. He used to eat, it's 5 pounds. Rashi brings down this called the ben sarah mara. A ben sarah mara is a kid that just ate a litra of basa. Here it's a big size of meat. The guy eats a lot of meat. Yoicha chati litra, only eat a half a pound of meat now. Or yirogu lishtra lug yayin. The guy would drink mamish a lug. That's around 16 ounces of wine. That's how much wine he used to drink. Is yishtechatilug, only drink 8 ounces of wine now. Don't drink so much. Is yishtechatilug yayin. The yemeinu rogel kol ikur, if you're not used to eating meat or drinking wine, osur. Then, punkt on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's also you have to start eating now, you shouldn't eat on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel loymer, im ha yirogel lecho tznoin. If you're used to eating tznoin, something that's radishes, or something that's salty, achas sudasi rishus biyadi. Shimon says if that's what you used to eat after the meal, you're allowed to. In other words, it's not so much of enjoyment eating like tznoin radishes or eating something salty. See, all this you're allowed to do even after the sudur also. Rashi says maliach means dag, a salty fish, or ibasa maliach, a salty meat. The yain boy tam kokach, it doesn't taste so good. Achas shesh lo shiyam melech. So therefore, you're allowed to eat it after your meal. Right, Tan Yidich, we want another brisa. Kol shul mishum Tisha B'Av. Anything you're doing now, mishum Tisha B'Av, which the Chura means, like Rashi says, kol shul mishum Tisha B'Av, going sudas hamafsik bo. There's a special inyan that before you start Tisha B'Av, to have a suda. It's called the sudas hamafsekis. It's like a special suda you're having l'kavod Tisha B'Av. On a regular day, you don't have to have a suda samafsekis, but before the tainis of Tisha B'Av, there's a special suda called the suda samafsekis. So since that's mishum Tisha B'Av, the halacha is also lechol basar. You're not allowed to eat meat in that meal, and that's the halacha. Mikra radin. Now we're machmer again, even the 9 days not to eat meat. Now mikra radin is only also on the suda samafsekis. The also lishtos yain. Who then you're not allowed to drink wine? The also lirchutz. Who then is also to be roichutz? As b'shas you start the suda samafsekis, you have some dinim of Tisha B'Av already. In other words, together like it's a suda now of zeicha the avelis. So you're like starting a little bit the avelis right now. So rechitz is also because rechitz is the one thing that if you wash yourself now, you're going to feel refreshed on Tisha B'Av also. So not to feel refreshed on Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to wash yourself already from starting the suda samafsekis. Ma'ashenken kol she'enu mishum Tisha B'Av, anything that's not mishum Tisha B'Av, in other words, before the suda samafsekis, or else it means the other tainuses, that before the tainus you have a suda, but it's not mishum Tisha B'Av, then muta lechol basar. On a regular tainus tzibur, the last meal you have, avad, you'll have to eat meat, and v'lishtas yain, you'll have to drink wine, invite the v'yosel erchot sechidish, and not to wash yourself either. In other words, on a tainus tzibur of bubble, let's say, a real tainus tzibur, rechitzer is also, so the same svara. Since on the tainus itself, you're not supposed to wash yourself, it's a svara right before the tainus also, don't wash yourself. In order, you should not be refreshed at the beginning of the tainus. In other words, even a tainus tzibur, there's an inyan not to wash yourself. So don't wash yourself right before the tainus either. Over the locher is Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Yosi, Yemim Shemaviv. Kol shor she muta lechol. No, the word bus you should take out. Rashi also takes it out. Just means kol zaman you're allowed to eat. Now there's even an error of Tisha B'Av. Kol zaman you're not mekabel the tainus. Like it's during the suda samafsekis. Kol zaman you're allowed to eat is muta lirchus. That's the locher. You're still allowed to wash yourself. Like error of Tisha B'Av, even after you finish the suda samafsekis, you're still allowed to wash yourself. Good, you don't take a shower the 9 days. Rakopon, you'll have to wash your hands, your face, you can still wash yourself. As we don't hold the Issa Rechitza starts, Bishas the Sudam, but the Issa Rechitza not to wash yourself only starts, Bishas the Tainus itself. Torah Rabbonim. We look at a price like this. Kol mitzvah san heges bi oval. Any mitzvah that are noig by an oval, Bishas in oval, the 7 days of Avelis, the heges by Tisha B'Av. Who are then Tisha B'Av is also an Indian to be noig like an oval. We're an oval for the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, we're an oval. Is also Bachilu Shtiyah. Now this you don't have by a novel. Rashi says, Avadu a novel is allowed to eat. On Tisha B'Av is a more chumram, Bechal, first of all, there's a tainus. Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat, you have to fast. That's one thing. Now, Vesich, you're not allowed to rub yourself on Tisha B'Av, just like a novel is not supposed to rub himself. Or Nila Tassandu, you don't wear shoes. Or Vetashma Shamit, it's also. Vyosu Likras Batayra, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Veneviya Muksuvim, you can't learn Neviya Muksuvim. Velishnais Bemishni, you can't learn Mishnais. V'talmud, you can't learn Gemara. U'v'medrash, medrashim, v'alochis, v'agodois. Av'l'koyruhu, b'mokim, sheinu rogolikris. But you're allowed to read Chumash in a place that you don't know. In other words, something you don't know, the first time you're learning it, it's very hard for you. So you don't enjoy it so much. There's not so much enjoyment for you. Therefore, it's mutter. V'sheinu, b'mokim, sheinu rogolishnois. Who would then you're allowed to learn Mishnayis, this man the Yom holds, as long as you didn't learn that Mishnah yet. So the first time you learn it, it's pretty hard. You don't have so much enjoyment. You're allowed to learn it when you're in Ovul and on Tisha B'Av. V'koyra b'kinus. You could read kinus b'iyuv uv'dvorim haroyim shebiyimiyohu. Who are then the bad things that says in Yirmiyahu also you're allowed to learn. It doesn't give you simcha. V'tinoike shebeis rabim b'telim. And who are then the cheda, you close down cheder on Tisha B'Av. Mishum shenema. Because the pasuk says by learning Torah that tekude Hashem yishorim. By learning Torah, it makes you happy. So learning Torah makes you happy. On a Tisha B'Av, when you're in Ovel, you're not supposed to be happy. Therefore, you can't learn on Tisha B'Av when you're in Ovel. Rabbi Yehuda, says, and Allah is like this, Af ain't a Kura, but Mokim Shein Rogel Likris. No, you're not allowed to learn Chumash even in a place that you're not Rogel, you don't know how to do it yet. They ain't a Sheina, but Mokim Shein Rogel Lishnois. You're not allowed to learn Mishnah, even though you didn't learn them yet. Even though it's a little bit hard, but still, since you're learning, it's a geschmack, you have enjoyment, it's awesome. Avokeru b'yuv, this year, you're allowed to read, learn, iyuv, the novi iyuv, over kinos, over dvorim haroyim shebiyim yohu. These things, even though you're learning it, doesn't make you happy. You see the bad things, it only makes you feel bad. Cheder has to be closed, the school for the children has to be closed on Tisha B'Av. Because the Pasuk says, Tekudi Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chalev. By learning Torah Mesam Chalev, it makes you feel happy, therefore you can't do it on Tisha B'Av. Right, then the Mishnah says, Lo Yoicha Bosav Lishto Yayin. You're not allowed to eat meat, and you're not allowed to drink wine, Al Kopona by the Sudas HaMafsekis. By the last meal you have before Tisha B'Av, by that Sudas, it's also to eat meat and also to drink wine. Tanya would learn like this. Ovel Oichalhu, Avel Oichalhu Bosam Lich. Now, Tony will learn this, Avel, he's a, but, Oichalu Basam Lich. If you have salty meat, that you're allowed to eat, even by the Sudas HaMafsekis. V'shoysa yayin megitay. And you're allowed to drink the wine, megitay, from the vat, fresh wine. Fresh wine, we'll soon see the first 3 days, it doesn't taste that good, you're allowed to drink it. Now, basam lich at kama, how long does the meat have to be salt, or is it staying, it's old, the meat? How old does the meat have to be to say it's not so geschmack anymore, you don't have that much enjoyment, that you're allowed to eat it on Erev Tisha B'Av? Is Omer Reb Chinan Abakana, Mishmedi Shmuel, kol zman means kishlomim. Just like kol zman, you're allowed to eat the shlomim. In other words, shlomim first becomes nicer after 2 days and one night. So if the meat stayed over, salted, 2 days and one night, after that it doesn't taste so good anymore, and that's locha by shlomim, becomes a little bit nicer then, so therefore it's not that much enjoyment, therefore you're allowed to eat it by the Sudas HaMafsekis. The yayin megita at kama, how long is the fresh wine? Are you still allowed to drink it? Kol zman shu toisis. Kol zman is fermenting, it's like bubbling. And Tana, we learned, yayin toisis ain't by mishum gili. And vekama tisisasa gimu yamin. The first 3 days, that's when it's bubbling, like it's hot, it's fermenting. And in those first 3 days, ain't by mishum gili means, like this, if you have uncovered wine, you're not allowed to drink it. There's a sakana, maybe a snake drank from it, and the snake put some poison into it. Mashenka, in the first 3 days that the wine is fermenting, it's not so good then, even the snakes stay away from it. So you don't have to worry, you're allowed to drink it then, you do not have to be afraid that the snake drank from it. The bottom Rashi says, the snake also runs away from its bubbling, from its fermenting. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Kachoye min hogosh Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yiloi. This was the minig by Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi. That's also brought down the Halacha. It's a nice minute to do like this. That Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av by the Sudas HaMafsekis, Me'vien Loi Pascha Revam. They used to bring him an old piece of bread. Ba'melech, he only had salt with it. The Yoshev, and he sat Bein Tana L'Karayim. He sat between his oven and his stove.